So we learned about in the parashah on the seventh day that God, you know, God created the world on 6 days and rested on the seventh day. So Rashi quotes that by God, he knows exactly the time. So therefore, he brought in Shabbos exactly when Shabbos was supposed to be. But us who aren't, who can't tell time exactly and know the exact time, so therefore, we have the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. We bring in Shabbos early in order to make sure that we're not violating doing activity on Shabbos, doing Melacha. So therefore, we have an Indian of Tosefes Shabbos. And that's the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara talks about Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Davin, he made Kiddush, he Davin Ma'ariv, he made Shabbos early. And the assumption is, you know, we'll get into after Pagah Mincha, he made early Shabbos. So the question is, so it's clearly Rav brought in Shabbos early. So the question is Tosefes Shabbos, is that a biblical mitzvah, a rabbinical mitzvah, or neither? So the Or Zeruah writes that we see from this Gemara that Rav brought in Shabbos and made Kiddush early, it must be, this proves that bringing in Shabbos early is a mitzvah in our Torah. How is it a proof? Because above me, we have on the Ten Commandments, it should be number 4, Zochar Shom HaShabbos L'Kodsho, remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So from there, we learn out the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush. How much of Kiddush is Daraisa? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Whether it's with words alone, you need over a cup of wine and actually drinking the cup of wine. We follow the opinion of the Rambam that we assume even Bidvarim alone, but Kiddush is Min HaTorah. So the Or Zeruah says, well, obviously, if Tosefes Shabbos wasn't biblical, then how could you fulfill a mitzvah Min HaTorah during that time? The fact that we could fulfill our biblical mitzvah of Kiddush proves that Tosefes Shabbos must be Daraisa. That's the proof of the Or Zeruah. The Mordechai comes to the opposite conclusion. He says, because the Mordechai is in Megillah, he's discussing a general topic of can someone do a mitzvah for someone else? So he's discussing, what about someone who's only obligated rabbinically, could they do a mitzvah for someone who's obligated biblically? That's the whole debate with halacha. But so on the Mordechai, when he's discussing that opinion, so he says, we see from here it's true, because we see that this, like, you could fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah during a time of Durabanan. He's assuming Tosefes Shabbos is Durabanan. He says, just like we could perform a mitzvah Min HaTorah during a Zman Durabanan, so too someone who's only Chayim Midrabanan could do a mitzvah Min HaTorah. But the point being is, he assumes that Tosefes Shabbos is only a rabbinical mitzvah. And then you have the Rambam's opinion, who doesn't mention it at all. The only place it's mentioned in the Rambam is by Tosefes, which the Gemara mentions, is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. We didn't have that long ago. Everyone agrees, all Rishonim agree, that bringing in Yom Kippur early and extending it later, that is a mitzvah HaTorah, Me'era, based on the Pasuk by Yom Kippur. So that's a given. Actually, the only other place the Rambam brings down the concept of Tosefes is by Tisha B'Av. So they say in the Rambam, it's only a din in Inoy. It's nothing to do with bringing in Kedushas Hayom. So the point being is, if the Rambam doesn't hold from the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, only by Yom Kippur, and so how could you bring in Shabbos early, according to the opinion of the Rambam? According to the Or Zeruah, the Mordechai, that Tosefes Shabbos is a mitzvah Min HaTorah, mitzvah Drabanan, so I understand why bringing it in. But according to the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah, so how does he know one is permitted to make Kiddush during this time? So it's the Rambam consistent with his view. The Rambam Shita is that he says the mitzvah, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush? The mitzvah of Kiddush, and he also says Havdolah is also a mitzvah in our Torah. The bookends, they have the same purpose. You say Shvach, of you give praise of Shabbos, Bechnisaso Uvi Yitziyaso, in its entrance and in its exit. So let's just focus on its entrance. So the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is to bring in, say, words of praise of Shabbos before Shabbos starts. And he says, there is no halacha Tosefes Shabbos. It's not a din in Tosefet Shabbos. It's a din in the, that it's a halach of Kiddush. The Kiddush, you're allowed to, or you should say Kiddush, even before Shabbos starts, in order you bring in Mechnisasu of the Yetziyatsu. So however you learn, like the Or Zeruah, the Mordechai of the Rambam, well, halacha l'maisa, we assume it's not a problem. When we bring in Shabbos early, one is permitted to make a kuleyama. It's a Gemara. Everyone agrees you can make Kiddush early. There's a further debate I'm not going into now between the Taz and the Marshal. What about finishing the Suda before nighttime? Do I have to wait in the Kazayas of Challah later on? Or could I finish? That's a separate debate. But Kiddush, everyone agrees, when one brings in Shabbos early, they can make Kiddush. It's not an issue. Rabbi Chaim and Akash Omer Retzach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachi, Tzvah, Lefiach, Yerem, Torah, Mitzvah, Shenemar, Anay Chafetz, Laman Sikho, Yaldil Torah, V'yad Yir, 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 V'yad Yir